Brian and Tricia. It is 7:06 on this Tuesday morning.
So I woke bolt upright out of my recliner at 3 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
I hadn't been sleeping well. I was tossed and turned. I ended up out in the living room on the recliner, sleeping well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What happened was it was a terrible earthquake at 3 o'clock this morning that woke me up out of a dead sleep. I jumped up and I grabbed the couch and held on as the floor was shaking. And then I realized,
Walkerville.
Yeah, I realized there was no earthquake. I realized what had happened was I was asleep in the recliner, and you know, there's a position where it doesn't really lock, but mm-hmm. it just sort of settles.
Okay.
Somehow I'd sort of turned in my sleep and the recliner had jumped forward and then rocked a little bit. And then as I'm waking up, because I've woke myself up by moving and making the recliner move, I moved the recliner a little more like that. And then I jumped up out of the recliner for fear of this terrible earthquake that was happening. I grabbed the couch and held on and was shaking, just, oh no. Woke up the dog who's in the kennel across the room from me, and he's looking at me like, what are you doing?
What is wrong with you,
I'm
crazy
trying
guy?
To sleep, and I'm looking at him like, well, it's going to be okay. And, oh, wait, there is no earthquake at all. So for anybody who did not experience an earthquake at 3 o'clock this morning, you're welcome.
Everybody locally.
Everybody locally, you're very lucky.
Did not experience that.
Because only in my brain, in my living room, in my body, did I experience an earthquake this morning. At 3 o'clock. It was a pretty big earthquake, too. I was scared. It was at least like a 5 on the Richter scale, at least.
Just for you in the recliner.
Yeah. Just terrible. Just terrible. Oh.
Well, I'm glad we could laugh about it. You and your earthquake.
Yeah.